Ms. Brown, I got a couple of questions, if you didn't treat me, please. The one is, it's been, there's been a question put forth that we needed to act within 90 days per our own ordinance. I'm confused on that.
Yeah, I looked at that.
If we've taken the action, even though we didn't come to a final conclusion, we've tabled and postponed.
Yeah, I looked at that. The specific provision that they refer to, I think, is reasonably interpreted as applying only in quasi-judicial actions, not with legislative actions, such as just generally amending your land development code. So just so everyone knows, the last series of points they were making, the red line, green line, I think my partner, Katie Reichman, needs to work with Mr. Bellows and his attorney, because you really shouldn't downzone property in your comp plan, and that's what you've done in some cases. So that can be fixed. I don't think there's any legal reason why you couldn't go ahead and adopt your land development code legally, but then we have to deal with cases as they come up to fix it as quickly and as efficiently as possible, so that or pay damages. You know, you have to, because you've done a taking. You've done a regulatory taking. That's in your comp plan to some extent. And we can't do anything about that. We you know, when my firm came on board, the comp plan was cooked. You know, it was done. And now your land development code that Ms. Vos is recommending you not go forward on, you've got to have a land development code that's consistent with your comp plan, and legally that's where you need to be at, but then people have legal rights that could be infringed by doing what you're supposed to do, and then we have to deal with those case by case. We have a case right here, and that's something my partner can work with Ms. Vos on, and then we can come back with, and Mr. Briggs, and we'll come back with recommendations case by case. But just to give a real clear example, in my opinion, you can't have C2 Central Business District property from the mid-2000s or whatever the date was you referred to, and then in the comp plan take that away. So I guess to be really clear, I think you could and you should go ahead and adopt the land development code that is consistent with your existing comp plan, and then work to fix the cases such as this. There may not be any other cases that come up, and then I think it would be in order to work with Mr. Briggs and consider proposed amendments to the comp plan to so that you don't adversely affect rights in that manner.